CanadianTrades.ca. Build it right. Build it Rona.
It's summer, or as they like to call it at Canada's Wonderland, refreshment season. That's why for a limited time, you can get free Coca-Cola drinks with select tickets and passes. Stay refreshed with free drinks all day long. Free drinks after you win a big stuffed teddy bear, free drinks at French Fry O'Clock, and even free drinks while you watch your friends ride that ride you're too scared to ride. Buy a ticket or season pass at sixflags.com/summeroffer through July 10. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2025, The Coca-Cola Company.
Definitely not your granny's horse race.
The King's Plate. August 16th at Woodbine Racetrack. Grab tickets at kingsplate.com and rule the day.
Just coming up on 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning, still sitting at 16 degrees and dealing with some showers right now. Here's Eva.
Good morning. In northwestern India, an Air India passenger plane heading to the UK's Gatwick Airport with more than 240 people on board has crashed in a residential area. India's Minister of Civil Aviation says he's shocked and devastated and on highest alert and monitoring the situation. The chairman of Air India says the airline has set up an emergency center and support team for families looking for information about those on the flight. There's no word yet on injuries. More surgeries are being performed in Canada than before the pandemic, but wait times are growing longer. Researchers say efforts to increase surgeries and diagnostic procedures haven't kept up with a growing and aging population or with healthcare worker shortages. The report by the Canadian Institute for Health Information found last year more patients waited longer than the recommended time frame for hip and knee replacements, cataract procedures, breast, bladder or colorectal and lung cancer surgeries and more compared to 2019. In sports, Oilers and Panthers face off in Florida for game 4 of the Stanley Cup final. Florida leads the series 2-1. Jays beat the Cardinals 5-2. CHFI weather today, chance of light morning showers, then sun and cloud with a high of 25. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 12, and on Friday, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and a high near 17. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Southbound 400 at Bayfield, all lanes are blocked because of a collision. It's jammed up from the Highway 11 split. And on the North 400 at Bayfield, one left lane also closed for that collision. It's still going from approaching Dunlop. West 401 approaching Allen Collector, some metal debris in the left lane, and problems west of Highway 25 have cleared. West 401, the ramp to Guelph line, it remains closed. Now at Lexus of Richmond Hill, lease a 2025 RX 350F Sports Series 1 from 2.4% for 24 months. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
We are 30 minutes away from you possibly winning $1,000 of Gurdeep's money in Can't Beat Gurdeep. And if you think it's not possible, it just happened yesterday. Will it happen again today?
Making my way downtown, walking fast, face this path and I'm homebound. There I'm blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. Everything's so wrong, I don't belong, living in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I want.
moving fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Sky, do you think time would pass us by?
Good at trivia?
You thought so.
Are you $1,000 good?
No. Yes.
If you think you can beat your D, play just after 8:30 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
All right, so dads are used to getting ties and tools and maybe coffee mugs for Father's Day, but maybe, just maybe, there is a gift dad wants that we are all overlooking, and maybe we'll make it a thing. We'll tell you what it is after Posty and Morgan Wallen.
Showers this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, but this afternoon, our high today is 25.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
It's almost Father's Day, and it's got me wondering about gifts for Father's Day, right? I mean, there's the typical ones that, you know, the cliche gifts, if you will, like a tie, a coffee mug.
Tools.
tool back in the day, maybe like an ashtray you made in school.
Yes.
Which seems so weird now that you just like craft dad an ashtray.
Yeah. And now you can't find an ashtray even when you look for one.
Dad's like, thanks, I don't smoke, but I guess I'll put my peanut shells in here. I'm
guilty of buying all of those gifts for my dad.
Yeah, by the way. I probably did that when I was a kid as well. But I'm wondering, how do we feel about flowers for dad?
Flowers for dad.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, one, I've never thought about it, but two, if I was to get my dad flowers, like, what kind of flower would I get him? I don't know what his favorite flower is. We've never talked about it.
And what would your dad's reaction be? Would your dad be happy? Would he be weirded out? Would he be touched?
You know what? I think he would actually like it because, one, he's never received flowers before, so maybe he's just like, oh, the novelty of it. But also, my dad likes to garden. He likes to, you know, be in his yard, and he actually plants all the flowers, so I have a feeling he actually likes flowers.
You'd appreciate a good flower.
Yeah.
You should try that for Father's Day. In addition to whatever else you're getting him, get dad a nice bouquet of flowers. And you know what? I'm just thinking this out loud. You know how they jack up flower prices 2 times a year, right? Valentine's Day, Mother's Day?
Yeah.
You probably get flowers at regular price leading into Father's Day, so you're not paying the,
it's
like,
economical.
The 3X. Unless all of us start doing it, then they will start jacking it up for Father's
Day.
This
is not a bad idea. My only fear is, like, I'm going to pass it to my dad, and then he's going to be, like, looking behind me and around me and be like, what else? Like, just the flowers, Dad.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I receive flowers, I don't know how I'm not a father, but I mean, in general, if I receive flowers, it's nice and they're pretty and they look great.
Even know what to do with them?
You put them in a vase, you cut the stem at a little angle, put in a little. Yeah, come on, man.
Who are you?
Listen, I've received flowers before.
You have.
And they're, like, it's nice. They may, especially when you live in a condo where it's, you come in and it's sort of like, your whole space is visible right away.
Yes.
It catches your eye. It gives a nice pop of color. I like them in that sense. Here's the part I don't like. They're so temporary.
Mm.
Like, they start wilting. They go from, like, the happiest looking thing to, like, super sad and depressing with, like, 4 days. Like, what is it? Like, it's wilting and it's dying.
That's more time than you get with, like, your favorite meal, right?
I guess. You know what?
Brings you joy, but then you're done.
You know what I would say? I would like receiving more than flowers is like a plant. A nice low maintenance plant.
Yes, a plant dad.
I'm a plant. A nice, like, needs partial sunshine, watering once a week, low maintenance. Like, get me a snake plant or a cacti. Maybe a nice little succulent put on the windowsill. Like, that's, I would appreciate that even more than flowers.
Okay, I don't know. Like, I'm glad that you're open to it. Don't know how it's going to go with my dad. What do you think about dads getting flowers for Father's Day? Should we start a new tradition?
Have you guys ever, you and Steph, have you guys ever bought flowers for a man?
Yeah, I bought them for Stefano's birthday like 2 years ago because it came in this really cute little wooden
toolbox.
Vase. No.
There was a tie.
That he wouldn't have appreciated.
Wooden ashtray.
No, it was like a little wooden vase. It was so cute the way that it did look, almost looked like a barrel. And then it had really nice like whites and greens and then some like cream colored flowers. It was like a neutral bouquet. It was so cute. I'm like,
he
was like, oh my God, those are so nice. He's like, thanks. He's like, I've never gotten flowers before. I'm like, you're welcome.
Have you ever gotten flowers for Paul?
No.
Okay, I think you should experiment for Father's Day. Paul's a father. Your dad's a father, obviously. Get them both flowers. See what the reaction
is. Can I say Gurdip made me do it?
Maybe later. Don't disclose that right away. We want to know, do men like receiving flowers? I don't know. We're in a new, weird and wacky world. You let us know. Do men like receiving flowers? 416-872-CHFI. Whitney Houston, Three Sleeps Till Father's Day. And I woke up wondering, do men like receiving flowers? I genuinely don't know the answer to the question. So we ask you.
Yeah, we're going to be getting to your calls in a minute, but getting a lot of texts as well, including this one. My kids get me some type of plant or hibiscus tree for the garden every year, and I love it.
Okay, there you go. And Peter texting in saying, no flowers, LCBO gift card, please. We're getting to your calls coming up.
With Stage 5 Traffic, I'm Eva Fratescados. We've got this ongoing problem on the southbound 400 at Bayfield. All lanes are still shut down. That's all because of a collision. Emergency crews, they are still on the scene. It is jammed up from Highway 11. On the north 400 at Bayfield, the left lane is also closed because of that collision. Emergency crews are on the scene. And it looks like we've got ongoing issues westbound Highway 7 at Langstaff. Two left lanes blocked off. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
We had one job. Don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5.
Did we fail? Definitely.
You played the song?
You sure I played the song?
You did. You did.
Okay.
What song?
I Want You Back, NSYNC.
Okay.
You sound very confident about this.
I have two notepads. I have a list and I scanned it and I see it on there.
Dolly, you just won $250.
Yeah. Catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5 and you can win instant cash. And you're shot at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
Only on 98.1 CHFI. It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
Howard, true or false? As an employer, should I lowball the initial severance to get a better deal?
False. If you offer too little as an employer, you're bound to be sued. And once you start moving up, the employee thinks the sky will be the limit.
If an employee's conduct gives rise to a reason for discharge, I have to move fast.
True. If you wait too long, the court will no longer allow you to rely on the cause that you have. You have to move quickly when you have cause to fire them.
Before I discipline or move to terminate an employee, I better have all of my facts together.
True. You have to do your homework. Get the employee's side of the story and ensure your case is ironclad.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt at 98.1 CHFI.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery. Get in by midnight tomorrow to win one of three incredible VIP prizes. Rock out at five epic concerts of your choice with $25,000. Or cash in $30,000 instead. We're also awarding 3,500 Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery tickets. Buy now to win more. VIP deadline is midnight tomorrow. Carry the fire. Buy your tickets now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Please responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
They say father knows best, but does he know about the great Father's Day deals at your go-to Metro? Like Red Grill Bone-In Strip Loin Steak Value Packs for $9.88 per pound. And raspberries or two-pound bags of lemons just $2.99 each. Only until June 18th.
Canada's Post-Impressionist master, James Wilson Maurice. Experience moments of everyday life from a century ago along the iconic canals and quiet side streets of this enchanting city. Maurice in Venice is on now through September 21st. Fall in love with the city that has captivated visitors for centuries. Book your tickets at mcmichael.com. Home to the Art of Canada.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's. Only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, dads, this Father's Day, if you were to receive flowers, would you be into it or not into it? We're getting to your calls next.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight.
with nothing in between. Right here in its cage, and I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. Her home, I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
D on the PNG show, 8:24 right now, 16 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
We're asking you, do men like receiving flowers? This after Gurdeep was asking the question if, you know, maybe this Father's Day, you gave your dad some flowers, just like you do with mom. Would dad appreciate it?
And I don't know the answer to this. I'm just thinking it's 2025, mix it up. And I've tasked you, Pooja, with, you know, you've got two dads in your life, your dad. You've also got Paul. Paul, yeah. Dad to your children.
And you've agreed to pay for the flowers because they ain't cheap.
I don't recall that part. but do they even jack up flower prices on Father's Day? I don't know.
Maybe
this is a little workaround, but if enough people start doing it.
Yeah, but I don't even know where to start. I don't know what kind of flowers he likes. I've never bothered to ask.
You've been married how long and you don't know this?
I know. This is a blind spot in our relationship.
Do men like receiving flowers? We don't know the answer to this. We want to hear from you. Ed in Toronto, what say you?
Flowers are classy, and I think they're great in many other places other than in my home. I like plants. The problem is some of them have a scent.
Yes.
And it reminds me of a funeral home.
Oh, interesting.
It's not the visual, it's the smell, and that I find very upsetting. And the other is I probably make them nervous as all get out because I keep thinking, are you going to drop that pollen? Are you going to drop it, you know, from the inside? So it's best I go and see other people who have classy homes. Anyway.
So is that a yes or no? You like receiving flowers?
No.
That's a no. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, take care, all of you.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. They do tell you that you should talk to plants, right? Like that helps them grow. I mean, Ed would be having a conversation about, don't you drop your pollen. Those things stain.
Do men like receiving flowers? This a few days away from Father's Day. Connie texting in at 981 saying, no. What man would want them? Fresh or in a pot, flowers are high maintenance. All my father wants is to win the lottery. Okay.
Yeah, I guess if you gave them the choice, lottery tickets or flowers, they're going to pick lottery tickets.
I'm taking my chance. I mean, both are pretty temporary.
Yes.
Probably, right? Yes. I'm taking my chance on the lottery ticket.
It's true. All right, let's take another call here. Chris from Brighton, what do you think about receiving flowers?
I would say no.
How come?
Okay, so there's got to be an age limit on it.
Okay.
How do you mean?
You age out of flowers?
70 plus, then I would find it acceptable.
Wait, hold on. Wow. If you were over, how old are you now, Chris?
I'm 45.
Okay, so in 25 years, you green light to flowers. Absolutely, all the flowers. But not now.
Sure, not now.
Why 70 plus?
Because as you get older, you have a different appreciation for different things. As a middle-aged man, I don't think it would be acceptable to receive flowers. I'd be like, okay.
Would you even know what to do with them?
I play in the garden all the time, and I buy my wife flowers and my daughter flowers, and I do know how to maintain them, but it's not for me.
So, Chris, you have a daughter. If your daughter...
I have three daughters, actually.
Three daughters. Okay, so if one or all of your daughters gave you flowers this Sunday for Father's Day, your reaction would be what?
It would be kind of, okay. And then I'd kind of check my masculinity. Did I do something here?
Perhaps the most stereotypical conversation we've had, but I get it. That's the way you feel, right?
Yep.
All right,
makes
well,
sense.
We're going to put you down for a no, a strong no. But we'll circle back in 25 years. Chris, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a good morning.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me and saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop thinking? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots, cause I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wit, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick, I like a sink and ache and shake, I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your up in the air and threw you crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham Fantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers on my arms. I'm always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Can't beat Gurdeep's coming up. I'm coming off a loss. Let's see what happens. First, here's Eva.
Good morning. An Air India passenger plane en route to the UK has crashed in a residential area. More than 244 passengers and crew were on board, including one Canadian. The Boeing Dreamliner crashed right after takeoff near the Ahmedabad airport in the northwestern region. The Civil Aviation Authority says the flight gave a mayday call to air traffic control shortly after takeoff. Wait times for surgeries in Canada are growing longer, even though more surgeries are being performed in this country than before the pandemic. Researchers say efforts to increase surgeries and diagnostic procedures haven't kept up with a growing and aging population or with healthcare worker shortages. In 2024, more patients waited longer than the recommended time frame for hip and knee replacements, cataract procedures, and cancer surgeries compared to 2019. As we gear up to the FIFA World Cup at Nathan Phillips Square today, Mayor Olivia Chow is set to proclaim Soccer Day in the city. The official countdown clock in the square will also be unveiled. It all starts this afternoon at 5:30. In sports, Oilers and Panthers face off in Florida for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Florida leads the series 2-1. Jays beat the Cardinals 5-2. CHFI weather. Today, chance of light morning showers, then sun and cloud with a high of 25. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 12. And on Friday, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and a high near 17. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Northbound on the 400 from Duckworth to Bayfield. It's closed off now because of a collision. It's slow from approaching ESSA. The opposite side, South 400, those lanes through Bayfield have reopened. But now at Duckworth, it's just the left lane that remains closed off because of that collision. The ramp to Duckworth is also shut down. Now at Lexus of Richmond Hill, lease a 2025 RX 350 F Sport Series 1 from 2.4% for 24 months. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
How you feeling, Gurdeep, after losing yesterday in Can't Beat Gurdeep?
Listen, 3 losses in 9-10 weeks, that's not bad. Excellent batting average, but I will say I do not like losing back-to-back.
Okay, maybe this is the day that you can get him while he's weak. Text Win and your full name to 91-91. I'm weak.
What are you, new?
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's make it all too clear. I need you so. Yeah!
got your half of the blessing and love that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the books of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly. Learn to live and love so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the books of love.
Welcome to Can't Be Gurdeep
on 98.1 CHFI.
And Daniel from Toronto is hoping to beat Gurdeep. Get this. Daniel loves his dog so much that he learned how to sew. What are you sewing?
So I first started sewing for my dog, just like a blanket is all I really wanted to make for him. But then eventually that turned to like bow ties and bandanas and leashes and collars and accessories and stuff.
Listen, with my love for Coffee the Pooch, I am so on board with this approach and this mentality. Tell us about your dog.
So he's a six-year-old Morkie. He loves me to death. We love him to death, my wife and I. And he's just, he's the nicest, cutest, super well-behaved dog.
I like Daniel, but not enough to let him win.
Okay, so Daniel, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to give you five trivia questions, the same five to Gurdeep. If you get more right than him, that's how you're going to win $1,000 of his money. So why don't you do the honors of kicking him out of the studio?
All right, Gurdeep, go get my money.
Ooh. Okay, as long as you give it straight to the dog.
Wow. I feel like maybe you're more confident than you're letting on. Let's see. Okay. The full moon that happened on June 10th was the lowest in nearly two decades. What was the name given to June's full moon? Here's a hint. Think of a red berry.
Gooseberry. That's not red.
Ed Sheeran has confirmed that he identifies culturally as Irish despite being born in England. True or false? The population of Ireland is lower today than it was before the Great Potato Famine.
True.
The Canada Border Service Agency seized over $400,000 worth of cocaine hidden in shoes at Toronto's Pearson Airport last month. What is the airport code for Pearson?
YYZ.
The 2025 BET Awards gave Mariah Carey the Ultimate Icon Award. What was the name of Mariah's 2001 failed movie?
Failed movie, Die Hard. I have no idea.
Rob Thomas, frontman of Matchbox 20, is going on a solo headline tour in Australia and New Zealand later this year. What is 20 in Roman numerals?
XX.
Okay. Daniel, we're going to get Gurdeep to come back in, see how he does with the same five questions. Did you go to the ATM? Did you get his money?
I didn't. I had my bank card in hand, but I'm like, I ain't losing.
Ooh, okay, here we go. The full moon that happened on June 10th was the lowest in nearly two decades. What was the name given to June's full moon? And here's a hint. Think of a red berry.
Is it the blood moon?
Ed Sheeran has confirmed that he identifies culturally as Irish despite being born in England. True or false? The population of Ireland is lower today than it was before the Great Potato Famine.
Well, that seems logical, right? No potatoes, no humans. True.
The Canada Border Service Agency seized over $400,000 worth of cocaine hidden in shoes at Toronto's Pearson Airport last month. What is the airport code for Pearson?
For Pearson specifically, it is YYZ.
The 2025 BET Awards gave Mariah Carey the Ultimate Icon Award. What was the name of Mariah's 2001 failed movie?
It was with Ben Affleck, and it was called Gigli.
Rob Thomas, frontman of...
That's wrong. I was thinking, it's too late. It's too late. It's Glitter. Too late.
Rob Thomas, frontman of Matchbox 20, is going on a solo headline tour in Australia and New Zealand later this year. What is 20 in Roman numerals?
It's XX. I can't believe I mixed up Glitter and Gigli.
Of course, because you've seen them both. How did I mix up my two favorite movies?
Well, when you say failed movie, immediately I go to Gigli, but it was Glitter.
Okay, Daniel, you got 3 out of 5 correct. Gurdeep, you got 3 out of 5 correct, which means we have a tie. And technically, you have to get more right than Gurdeep. You tied Gurdeep, so that means...
Can't beat Gurdeep.
I'll tell you what, Daniel, I was like a boxer who let his guard down. You had me for the uppercut right there. I was there for the taking, and you blew it.
So just if you're curious as to what you both got wrong, that moon that we were talking about, June's full moon, it was known as
the strawberry
moon. And also, you know that you missed
it's glitter.
Right?
It's glitter. Yeah.
It was
glitter.
A horrible movie we all watched and loved.
I've never seen either of them. So.
I've actually never seen either. I just know that they're universally panned.
They weren't that bad. Anyway, in the end, Daniel, you did a great job, but you weren't able to beat Gurdeep. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for letting me play.
Thanks, buddy. Give Michelangelo a little hug and a kiss from us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And we play every day at this time for $1,000 of Gurdeep's money.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch.
Well, what a turnaround for the Toronto Blue Jays. We were dogging them earlier, but man, they just swept the St. Louis Cardinals. They are the hottest team in baseball. They have won 12 of their last 14 games, five series in a row. All of a sudden, you look at the standings, they are second in the AL East. The Blue Jays are off today. They open up a three-game set with the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. Let's keep it rolling.
With Stage 5 traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're using that northbound and southbound 400, unfortunately, both directions are now closed again. So South 400 from Duckworth to Bayfield, completely shut down. North 400 at Bayfield, completely shut down. This is all because of a collision that happened early this morning. Very heavy going in that area. West 401 west of Meadowvale, collectors to right lanes are blocked. That's all because of a collision. And the West 401 ramp to Guelph line also still closed off. That's because of a collision. And westbound Highway 7 at Langstaff, two left lanes are closed. That, again, all because of a collision. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca for details.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5, but today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
As Canadians, we love our summers, don't we? And this summer is the perfect time to discover hidden gems right here in our own backyard. Maybe it's trip to Goderich, which is known as the prettiest town in Canada, or my personal fave, a visit to a little town called Omimi in the Kortha Lakes. It's where Neil Young grew up, and I'm heading there with my family for the Canada Day long weekend. Goodbye, city life. Hello, serene cottage life. And while I'm away, I'll be hosting my own space on Airbnb. It's actually a perfect time to host since it's sitting empty anyway. I've done it before, and it's an easy way to make a little extra cash. Essentially, while you're away discovering little hidden gems, you're also helping others do the same in your own town, staying at your place. And if hosting feels a bit overwhelming, try Airbnb's new co-host network, where you can hire a qualified and vetted co-host to do the hosting for you. That means while you're away, there's a local and experienced co-host that's making sure your home and guests are taken care of. They do all the work for you, so you can focus on exploring this great country. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Whether it's a family member, friend, or furry companion joining your summer road trip, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with Volvo's legendary safety. During Volvo Discover Days, enjoy limited time savings as you make plans to cruise through Muskoka or down Toronto's bustling streets. From now until June 30th, lease a 2025 Volvo XC60 from 1.74% and save up to $4,000. Conditions apply. Visit your GTA Volvo retailer or go to volvocars.ca for full details.
Sometimes I feel a bit helpless with the state of the world, and it feels really hard to make an impact on people's lives. I donate because it makes me feel better to know that I can actually do something today to help people. Donating blood helps me feel like I'm making a difference in the world.
Canadian Blood Services. Experience what you get when you give. Book an appointment at blood.ca.
Sunshine day.
The Big Check event is on now at SportCheck. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
It's not the dark you have to be afraid of. It's what's hiding within it. The Shaw Festival presents Wait Until Dark. In a New York apartment, a blind woman becomes the target of ruthless criminals. As night falls, she must use all her wits to survive. Don't miss this heart-stopping thriller. Wait Until Dark at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good to see you. Is that bubble wrap on your foot?
Yeah, I've been hiding my gross toe.
Oh, that's toenail fungus.
It just looks gross.
It's actually a contagious infection that won't go away on its own. It can get worse and spread to other nails if you don't treat it.
Not my other toes.
But there are prescription treatments that can be applied directly to the nail.
Think you might have toenail fungus? Talk to your doctor.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far off fudge too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Critics agree How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best live action remakes ever. This Friday.
Toothless.
You ready?
The legend comes to life.
I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though.
Come on!
How to Train Your Dragon in theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at PCExpress.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Thursday to start off cloudy, and we do have a chance of showers, but this afternoon we'll get a clearing and 25 is our high.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Oh, so glad I'm back in the win column. That was close.
Yes. And by the way, your no repeat guarantee, your shot at $25,000. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. You want to be listening between 9 and 5. We normally don't repeat a song, but we will be to win you some free money.
Let's go Oilers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pooja and Gurdeep in the morning.
Want to hear more feel-good moments with Pooja and Gurdeep?
Download the latest Pooja and Gurdeep Show podcast now on Seeker. On your radio, the all-new Seeker app, and your smart speaker.
Play CHFI.
I'm Michelle Butterly. Hello, good morning. It's 9 o'clock, and it's a great start to the day.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago,